Bayon and Takeo, Takeo.
Yeah, the Takeo tribe and the Bayon tribe. Or is it just Taco?
I don't know.
It's not Taco.
We can call him Taco.
Welcome to The Tribe Has Spoken, a tribal rant, unofficial podcast for the long-running CBS reality show Survivor. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Michelle.
So, this is kind of odd doing a reality show podcast, but tonight we're doing Survivor Cambodia, Second Chances. It's season, get this, 31, episode 1. I don't really know of many people that podcast reality TV, and there may be a reason for that that I'm kind of unaware of at this point, but I guess we'll see. Survivor is TV that we've watched season after season. I think that the only season that we actually missed was season 1, and that was so many years ago that it wasn't easy to go back and get and watch. And so we bought, I remember buying a DVD of like a recap of season 1.
That's
so
correct.
We even saw that, like a condensed version of it. But since we started our own podcast channel, we want to podcast what we watch and enjoy, even if what we enjoy is disliking something, then we just went ahead and decided to go ahead and give this a try.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
We're going to be doing this a little bit different than our scene-by-scene podcast that we normally do on regular television shows. We also do Fear the Walking Dead, which the season finale will be coming up in just a few days, and then we'll go straight into The Walking Dead after that. So those are scene by scene, where we just kind of talk about everything that happens in it. But this, I think, since it's different...
You talk about everything that happens in it. I just kind of provide color.
But anyway, this one, I think it'll be easier just to kind of touch on some of the things that go on in it.
Yep.
There are 20 players... And did you hear how these players were picked? Did you read anything about that?
By the voting public.
Right. CBS put up so many players. I don't know what they went by to do that. But they put up so many players, and then the public voted on who deserved a second chance or who they just wanted to see get to play again for whatever reason. And
a few of them, I think, they got voted in just because they wanted to throw a grenade in the room.
Yeah, no. But the game, it lasts 39 days, and the players are divided into two teams. And the teams are the Takeo. I hope I'm saying that right.
We could call them the Taco Tribe.
I don't think that's right, though.
I don't think anybody's really, I mean, you know, nobody's going to care what we say.
They might. They might really care. And the Bayon Tribe.
The Tacos and the Bayons.
A little fun fact that I found out was that, though this is the 31st season to air, it was the 32nd to film, and it was switched with the preceding season in the production cycle, which was also filmed in Cambodia. So they've actually already filmed, evidently, another one, and then switched this one out. Did you read that, Jim?
I did not.
Okay.
But I have a fun fact.
Okay.
Terry Dietz, former naval aviator, graduated from the Naval Academy in 1982.
Ooh.
Terry, if you hear this, in 1982, I was in the middle of the Indian Ocean on the USS Ranger. And I think the next year we set a conventional aircraft carrier record of being at sea longer than, like, it's 121 days straight. Anyways, Terry, just give me a call sometime. We'll talk about it. But big props to Terry. Retired Navy commander.
Absolutely.
Naval Academy graduate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. My personal favorite to win the whole thing. So, you know, Navy guys got to stick together.
We all have to fan crush on
somebody. Well, I'm telling you, I'm a Terry Dietz fan. Yep. Hope he wins. I'm behind him 100%.
I was what, like in elementary school when that happened?
In 82? I don't know, but you shouldn't be talking about me and Terry.
Okay, the game started out, and there's two tribes that were already divided. Did you notice how they divided the tribes up? Did they ever tell us that, or did they just, like, kind of show up divided?
I think they showed up divided. Yeah, I think they showed up in the boats divided. I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wondered if we knew how that division happened.
Jeb Probst is the ultimate god in that arena, so he probably just decided.
So,
but he's got a little throne set up and everything. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So the two tribes that were already divided on boats. They ransacked a third boat for supplies and loaded them onto a raft. Then they paddled their raft to a second boat, which was 100 yards away. So it was like this whole big thing where they had to jump on this big boat and grab everything that they thought they could use off. Then it was a race to get to another boat. And whoever's whole team got to the other boat first got a 25-pound, wasn't it, sack of rice or something like that.
Actually, just one player.
Yeah, but everybody had to be on the raft, I think. I think they all had to be headed. It couldn't just be one.
Yeah, but one player got to the boat, and right. They got the whole thing they got the thing for the whole tribe.
Did you see who won? Do you remember?
Woo. Was it Woo?
Woo. Okay. Woo won for the Taco tribe.
I like Woo.
Taco tribe. Yeah. How do you not like Woo?
He and Joe have a lot in common.
So, back on the beach, we had the old schoolers and the new schoolers. And this was just like this quick divide.
Yeah,
up.
They keep calling that. Yeah, that, because the game's evolved so much.
So, was it actually people that were old? Or was it people who
had played in earlier seasons?
Right.
Which, of course, makes them, in most cases, a little bit older. There's only a few 20-somethings on this in this season.
But what did you think about that? What did you think about the difference in the play? Because it was really significant, I thought, in the old school and the new school.
Jeff was drawing a comparison early on more vividly than most, and making a point to discuss it more than most people. And then, of course, Terry, my personal favorite, and Spencer had a conversation about old school and new school, and then Terry, I think, discussed it later on at tribal council.
Well, on the old school tribe was Kelly, Terry, Vetus, and Woo. And then the new school tribe was Abby, Kelly, Sharon, and Spencer. And Jeff and PG were in between. They were the two that kind of felt like they were in between old and new for whatever
reason. Well,
Jeff
was definitely an old school guy.
Yeah, but they were pulling him toward the new school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think just because of his demeanor. He seems like a real likable guy.
Right, and Sharon, right? She was going after him and, you know,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of do that. So she was new school. So
she
they
was,
were really
yeah.
torn both ways.
Yeah, she right off the bat, she was in game mode.
Right. Oh, yeah. All of the new school people were.
Yeah, got off the boat in game mode.
Yeah, in place of being concerned with building structure
started,
or making fire.
Yeah,
or
I got your back,
like
I got your back, me and you, me
yeah,
and you.
Yeah, just immediately hooking up. I think that would hurt my feelings because I would be, I don't know, it's like the kickball thing, you know, like the
last one pick, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what if nobody liked us? What if nobody picked us? Okay, a couple of points to talk about, just to go over a couple things. What'd you think about Abby's bracelet debacle?
You really want me to answer it? You really? You cut so much of my commentary
I'll edit
what out,
I have to.
And
go ahead.
And then you just throw one out there in front of me, just a big high-hanging curveball. I mean, you shouldn't toss them to me like that unless you want me to hit them.
Go for it.
I think she's a little obsessive. I don't think PG intended on... I don't think there was any malicious intent on her part. And I think that...
So you don't think maybe PG did it just to poke her a little bit and see if she could get her to do that?
I don't.
Well, okay, and maybe she didn't. I don't know if we'll ever know. But when she was obviously distraught over this bracelet. Abby wanted the bracelet. And if she asked everybody, hey, could you check your bag
Did she ask everybody?
Well, she was going around checking everybody's
bag. She was talking loudly
bag.
About the bag, and PG was in... hearing distance, it looked like of her talking
they made
about
it look
the bag.
Like that anyway.
Yeah, that was the way it looked. So you would have thought she would have said, "Hey, look, I picked this up, and here's your little secret charm. So please shut up."
Right. So do you think you don't think? I don't know. You think it was just purely accidental?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm. I don't think women. Nothing against you, PG. I don't know you at all, but women are devious, and if we can poke somebody and get them going to make other people dislike them, maybe that kind of thing might happen. This is the kind of thing that I don't think men even think about in a situation like that, particularly not this early on.
We try not to think about these things.
Okay. Let's see. yoga?
I like Joe and his yoga because I'm a yoga fan.
You are. Yeah. You are.
Yeah. I don't do it enough.
But you're a Mike-ga.
Yoga's a fantastic workout for anybody who's ever considered themselves athletic and thought that yoga was for girls. It's not.
And what about Keith? Well, no, the guys were out there doing it too, but not Keith.
Of course, Joe does have a girl's hairdo, so.
Joe has great hair.
I know he does. No, he does. He's a beautiful hair, but. You know, him and Woo could do a Miss Clairol commercial. They could.
Look, this is...
And Joe, and Woo has got the ninja thing going on.
Yeah, he's a black
belt,
right?
Joe puts his beautiful curly hair in a bun.
That's what they do now.
But you're aging yourself.
Look, you and your military and all that kind of stuff, but you're aging yourself. That's what people do.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Well, that's okay, but...
I'll bet Terry Dietz won't do it.
But I don't know, it kind of goes back to the 50s when kids weren't allowed to listen to Elvis Presley because he, you know, swung his hips.
I have nothing against Joe. All the girls, I'm sure Joe does quite well. I just can't,
I'm envious of Joe's hair.
I like Joe, personally. Based on what we see is of him on the show, he seems like a really nice guy. He seems like a guy that you would want to be aligned with. He seems like a guy that would be reliable and trustworthy as far as this show goes. But you know, they make a big deal about, you know, got your back, I got your back, and they're all there to win. I mean, it's like the attorney Cass said, you know, I'm here to win. Okay, she's telling the truth.
Right.
But they're all there to win. So I got you back,
yeah,
and I got this, and I got that.
Some of them play with different amounts of integrity and meaning, I think, in their games. Though, and of course, we're not going to see that just in the
first
episode.
Outlast, outwit, and outplay. There's nothing in there about integrity, and integrity shouldn't be
But that's how people play it, and you know they do. You know people have given away $1 million before. They've handed it to the other person to do what they said they were going to do. We see it again and again.
If that's your personality, it's going to come through, but for most people, it's not. I mean, they're there to outwit, outlast, and outplay.
Yeah.
And whoever does that best should win and get the money, and most of the time that requires a few betrayals.
Yeah, but how many betrayals though? I mean, you have to live with yourself when it's all over with, and I think that divides the old school and the new school, because it's like the new school players don't seem to care what they say or any friendships they make or anything. It's much more hardcore,
right,
than some of the old school players were, and I do think I liked it better the old way, and I think that's why I like that they brought back a lot of these older people too, these people that played before, because I like to see it played with some integrity and some class.
Repeat shows seem to be pretty popular because they keep doing them. So if they
well, yeah, because these people are reality stars after they've been on the show. So
well, Terry Dietz is a Navy fighter pilot, so he's not just a reality star. This is like a part-time job for him.
But Joe, we have the yoga. Joe also made fire at camp by, like, what, rubbing two sticks together or whatever. And he also retrieved the key in the challenge. Joe just, like, it was just the Joe show.
Yeah.
He did a really good
job. No, he's definitely, and they'll probably be gunning for him pretty quickly.
I don't know. People like him.
They do like him, but he's like a...
He feels like he's got a target.
He's a physical threat.
Okay, Kelly and the Hidden Immunity Idol Clue. What do you think about that?
I like her. I like her. I like the way she played, and she does.
So far, yeah. I don't know her though. I don't remember her.
I don't remember her at all. Nothing against her, but I do think that she's. I like her as a player. I like her
so far.
I like the way she. I like her demeanor. I like her disposition,
mm-hmm.
And I think that was just a smooth move grabbing that idol like she did. Nobody saw anything.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's perfect timing on her part.
No,
and
she did really good.
Yeah, she's really bold doing it.
So,
how do you scope out a note in a fork in a tree in the middle of a dang forest, too?
I mean, those people are good at that.
That's really...
They go there and start looking around.
Poor Steven, you know, he couldn't find his ass with both hands. He got out there. He was sitting waiting a while.
I couldn't find it. Well, what are you talking about? I couldn't find it either. I mean, that's a needle in a haystack. I think they just luck upon this stuff.
You know, he seems like a nice guy, but just, you know, he's going to have to improve his wood chopping skills or something. It's kind of embarrassing.
That was funny.
He should have put that axe down. As soon as he saw the guy with the camera coming toward him, he should have put the axe down and grabbed a log and started dragging it somewhere or something.
Yeah, find like a hollow log that everybody thinks is big and heft it up really heavy.
And dragging it, and say, hey, Andrew, come here, help me with this, or something.
Yeah.
But please, don't chop stuff like that. I mean, he knows better.
Yeah, well, he doesn't.
He's
and
got
it just
to.
Didn't. It just didn't work. I remember him, but I don't remember what I remember about him, but I like him. I can't help but like him. It seems like he did something before, and I can't.
So who's your pick to win?
I can't remember what.
The snapshot pick to win. Let's pick three. Let's pick three.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You get one, and I'll get one, and then we'll get one together. How's that?
Well, I just want to compare my three with your three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll go first if you want me to.
You name one, I'll name one.
Terry Dietz.
I knew you were going to name Terry.
Of course.
I'm going to say Joe first. I think Joe's the number one.
Okay. Yeah, Joe's probably a good pick. I like Jeff Varner.
I like him too.
Yep.
But my number two would have to be Terry. So my number one.
I haven't given you my number two.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my number two is Keith.
Keith, really?
Oh, yeah. Keith's from North Carolina. He's
I
a
love
fireman.
Keith.
I love Keith. Are you kidding me?
I love Keith.
Yeah, look. Hey, if Terry wasn't, you know, if their naval aviator wasn't in the show, it would be the fireman from North Carolina.
I love Keith, and I agree with you. I just don't know that he has what it takes to win. But I know everybody loves him. I don't know.
Well, I'm rooting for Keith. Actually, he's not. I stand corrected. He is not from North Carolina. That's Jeff. He is from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Or as we like to say, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay. Who's your number two? Your number one was Terry.
Terry.
And your number two is who?
Two is Keith.
I'm going to bring this back out. Two is Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me think for a minute on number three before I say. Huh. It's so hard to pick this early on, you know?
I know. It's just, you know, once all of our people get voted out, we can reap it.
Okay.
Except for me, because, you know, of course, Terry will never get voted
okay.
out.
Okay, good enough. All right, well, who is your number three?
Well, I should pick a girl, or they're going to talk about
That's
it.
What I was thinking. Yeah. You got to pick a girl.
I like Kelly.
I'm going to pick in Kelly, too.
Yep. Kelly Wentworth. It's funny, they got the names. They should have, I don't know if anybody noticed that. I don't guess it should be a disqualifier, but those names are so similar. You got Kelly Wentworth and Kelly Wigglesworth. Wentworth and Wigglesworth. So you can't say Kelly W, and you can't, you know.
I think that's why Jeff calls her Wigglesworth. I don't know if you noticed this either, but I found this. It tells who they voted for. Who voted for whom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, see, this is how it breaks down. Old school voted for... New schoolers voted for Vetus, and old schoolers voted for Abby. And they pulled Jeff and PG to vote with the new schoolers. And that's why Vetus got voted out.
I see.
So, I found it online. That's
so, it wasn't a man and a woman thing.
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
It
so that's
wasn't,
what I thought.
Right, me too. Our video cut off, so we didn't get to see who voted for whom that they show at the end. And, so we assumed that it was a male versus female, because when you have five and five on each tribe, if they align together, then it's going to be like that. And I don't really know why we thought that, but I didn't know how strong, I guess, the old school and the new school, alliance was.
Yeah.
But... Anyway, that's what we...
That's interesting.
That's how the vote came out.
It went along those lines. That's really... Well, you know, they were talking about that, Jeff with PG in the bay there. They were taking a little swim, and they were talking about...
Right.
The old school and the new school, and which way they were... Which side they were going to fall on.
Yeah, that still surprised me. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it surprised me. Well, that's really all I have on this episode. We find out that Vetus was voted off, and I liked Vetus. I think he came on a little strong, maybe, with the women, and I think it just
he tried to
really...
Look, well, what they show us, I mean, from what they showed us, it looked like he was just trying a little too hard, and he was even aware that he may have come off like a manipulator.
Yeah, I mean, and he's a little touchy. Too. Did you notice that from what they showed us, like putting his hand? I don't know. We love you, Vetus. We really do. We liked you.
Oh yeah, and the last one.
Yeah,
nice guy.
Yeah, really. Always liked you, and we totally realized that it just may have been shown that way, but that is the way that we kind of saw it. The underwear, not an underwear fan, Vetus.
Well, it's hot out there. They got to do something.
Yeah, did you see his underwear?
They maybe should just consider the type of underwear they're taking to the island with them when they go or wherever they go. Cambodia, that's got to be a rough place to be.
Yeah, but they gave them quite a few supplies this time to start. Did you notice? I mean, that was more than they normally get. They had rope and chickens and you know, more than you normally see.
I just remember the rainy season in the Philippines, and it was just miserable. Of course, this is not the rainy season, but even in nice weather, I mean, it's pretty
harsh. Oh, my gosh. We didn't pick Wu. I think Wu might win, too. I forgot all about Wu.
Wu's out. Yeah, and he's a good guy.
I know.
He's just a good guy. He's a likable guy.
Okay, I want
four.
They
got a lot of likable.
I want four. Joe, Terry, Kelly, and Wu.
Okay.
And you can be Terry, Keith, Kelly, and Wu. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, as the episodes go on and we know the characters more and more, these podcasts may get longer as we have more to talk about them. But I think the way it is, with 20 different players and stuff, it makes it, you know, it's just a little much to go into anything more than we have. It's just the overview, unless you have something else to talk about.
Who you wish they'd vote out next?
I'm going to have to save that till actually, we're not getting this done until episode 2 is playing on our TV right now. And as soon as we get this done, we get to go watch it. If I had to pick right now, I don't know. Oh, and Jeremy, too. I like Jeremy. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't say a word about
Jeremy. Well, no, we didn't.
He's a fireman from, I think, Massachusetts, and he's also a real solid, seems like a real solid guy.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of these people really do. I don't know. I don't know who. I'm not mad at anybody yet.
Me either. But that, you know, frantic search for the bracelet. I'm sorry, Abby, but God.
I know, but she's
God
so,
almighty.
She's so young, and
I don't know.
As someone who
she's
gets a little...
She's 35 years old.
Is she really?
She's
oh, my gosh. Well, then she's even more fabulous than I knew.
Yep.
As somebody who gets a little anxious over life in general, I kind of sympathize with her because I could understand, but...
she's a little high-strung.
High-strung, but who's not? We hope that you'll connect with us here at Tribal Rant. My Twitter is at Michelle from TN, and since Mike doesn't have a specific show Twitter handle yet, we're going to share mine until he comes up with it.
See how wonderful she is.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tribal Rant. We're, not yet, but by the time you get this, going to be on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn, so subscribe to us and keep in touch. Please like us and rate us if you like what we're doing. And, of course, all this information is going to be on tribalrant.com where you can email us or leave us a message. And you'll likely find us overwhelmingly responsive because we really love feedback from
also,
you guys. Really, we do.
Just one more word on my number one favorite, Terry Beats. I've got to let you, that just the viewing public needs to know, Terry is not just a retired naval officer. Terry Dietz is a Naval Academy graduate who went on to fly F-14s, Tomcats, in the Navy. Terry Dietz was a fighter pilot's fighter pilot. And this guy, if you'll watch him, is the most humble, decent, best guy to get along with personality. You just got to watch this guy and realize his background. I mean, these guys never got enough recognition Of course, there is a joke, and I'm going to tell it before we go.
You go ahead.
You're in a bar, and there's a bunch of pilots there. How do you know which one's a fighter pilot?
Tell me.
He'll tell you.
And on that note, I guess we get to go watch it.
Let's go. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably vote Terry.
I hope not. And we'll see you all in a day or two.
Hope so.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.